Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the latest update of White Noise for free. White Noise, the extremely popular app that helps millions sleep better, now allows you to share your audio experiences with the entire White Noise community. Download White Noise for free by TM Soft from iTunes or Google Play. And don't forget to give them a 5-star review to show your support for TMOS, TM Soft, and our boy Tomo.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just checking my phone here because yesterday we had that discussion about punctuality, and Oscar was pretty accurate about when Dr. You-Know-Who was going to...
Are we not saying his name now?
Yeah, we can say
Dr. Salsa.
Yeah, we can probably say his name. That would be cool.
Aye, Dr. Salsa.
Dr. Salsa, you know. Let's see. I'm going to go... Hello. Nothing like... Boy, we never used to have this where you could actually just go back and... see exactly when somebody calls you. All right, let's see.
What would be the Spanish word for doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor.
Oh, yeah, Salsa. Yesterday the arrangement was between 11 and 12. That's when Dr. Salsa was going to be coming my way. And let's see. Dr. Salsa called me at approximately, 12:21. And informed me that he was going to be there in 45 minutes.
Señor Mike, I am tráfico.
Mike, it's Dr. Salsa. And Dr. Salsa roared up with his beamer.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty, I think it's pretty lucrative, this home health care stuff.
Yeah.
So you can just come by and look at somebody doing leg lifts and go, one, two, three.
When you saw the beamer, Mike, did you tell him, you're welcome?
I was at the mailbox when he came rolling in at 1:15.
Oh, rough.
Daggers. And
then, that guy's not going anywhere.
Yeah, so anyway, they, you know, I look, here's the thing. I might be getting another one of these done. So I said, you know, I can't be a little bitch. I can't do it. I can't be my normal self. The only time I'm going to really melt down if I'm pissed at somebody is if I really feel as though.
If you get bad ad copy.
Yeah. That's every day. But I mean, the fact is that. Yeah, but I got to work with him every day. So the thing is, coming back is, the thing about this guy is, I know I'll probably be seeing him for multiple weeks,
months,
and the alternative, everybody's late that comes and does this, and so you know, he rolled in there, and then he informed me that he's going on a conference tomorrow, so I will be on my own, which is fine. But you see, you get yourself motivated to do what you're going to do during the day. You lay your day out. And 1 hour out of the day to do this is you get pumped up to get all this stuff. And Dr. Sauce is chronically late. So
I bet he's on time to the conference.
As he was, well, he's got to get to the airport, right? He's
got Aeropuerta?
It's out in San Francisco. So as he's leaving yesterday, I said, Dr. Sauce, got a problem. You give me a 1 hour window.
Oh no,
That's not working for me. You give me a 1 hour window, and then you're 45 minutes outside of the window. So that's basically 2 hours where
you're shot.
I know I'm an invalid, but I'm sitting on my ass waiting for you. I said, do you think we could, narrow that down to like when you say between 11 and 12, we could say maybe between 12 and 12:30. And the response that he gave me, not rude, but pained as though he said yes. But it really will never happen.
It was a yes, no.
Yeah.
It was a yes, no. We will see if he shows up on Monday between 12 and 12:30. I will be very, very, very happy. But we'll see what happens. So that's my latest update with Dr.
Would it be possible that when he comes in the room, you could just say, hey, thanks, I'll see you in about a half hour?
No, because you can't be petty or vindictive because this
alternative
is the guy.
Is the lady he had before Dr. Salsa, who's no good.
Right. Who was late and, you know, didn't allow me to build an entire soundboard, just discussing salsa music, you know. So the fact is that I will rely on Dr. Salsa. And by the way, my kid now says, bye, Dr. Salsa.
I love that.
Dude, I ask him a lot of questions, you know, when he's here. I'm like, okay, so... So I'll be up and running, and will this be, you think I'll be off this cane in 3 days? I don't know. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Yeah, that's the way it works. But you know what?
What's that?
I'm optimistic, and I'm positive, although there are a lot of things going on. This process is cyclical. I know it's cyclical. You're going to have an occasional bad day.
Sure.
So it's just going to work out that way. But I'm here to tell you through the magic of narcotics, things are okay. And I will get to that hopefully later in the show. But today, when we get to the body of the show, the prime directive is to live vicariously through Rob and Rob's gambling.
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 Oh, I so wish I was there. I put a moratorium on mine, so it's been a long time. None of my vices. I haven't done anything. I haven't taken my heroin. I haven't been in a casino. It sucks, you know? It really does.
Mike, I know you miss your casino heroin because they work good together.
Oh, pure stuff. Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that you're gambling at life?
You took the hip gamble.
Yeah, probably. There's
got to be some sort of rush there.
Oh, the right blood clot. Anyway, it's not all about me.
It came up 00, Mike.
It's all about what? You?
Yeah,
it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Hip.
It's all about you.
There you go.
Hip.
All
the
time. One hip.
I like that.
It's all about you.
Hip.
Ouch.
It's all about you.
All of his hips.
That's right, my hip, everybody. Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hey, Rob.
Hey, O'Don.
Do we have any postcards in the hopper?
We do. We have a stack of them, you know, because it's been 2 weeks since we've done the mailbag.
2 weeks?
By the way, brand new mailbox, and I want everybody to know,
please.
P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. That is our brand new Washington, D.C., address. Yes.
Thank you. Checking in, Mike, from Whistler, Canada. They were
checking. Beautiful place.
They were actually checking on the intel for the invasion. I want to say hi to Daphne M. Look at this. Beautiful postcards from all these people.
Would love to get to that part of the country before I push up the daisies.
Jason Bird checking in from Ocean City, Maryland, says we sound great on our radio station there. 97.1 The Wave.
Thank you.
The Wave, baby.
How about the land of fire and ice, Mike? Iceland. Ben and Jen Neff on vacation in Iceland. We drank a little bit over there.
Yeah, when you land in Iceland, it's kind of like you're landing on the moon with the rocks that you land over there. It's a very, very cool place to visit.
Paradise Island, Chris Dunn is checking in saying the rum is flowing, so he apologizes if his postcard does not make sense.
Oh, man, you know what? I know I'm in like a vacation place down here in beautiful Florida.
Yeah, vacation destination.
I want to go somewhere fun. I just want to go somewhere. I've been trapped in my house for like 2 months.
Your house is fun?
No, it's not. No, it ain't.
Four cards, Mike, from the Broadman family, or I'm sorry, the Stevens family. They are all in Santa Barbara, California.
Whoa. Oh, hi, Ken.
Eight-year-old. This is 8-year-old Clara Stevens, and then Lillian Stevens.
Lillian.
And Jim Stevens, the dad. But I like this one. It's just a picture of Oscar as the gingerbread man.
Oh, isn't that nice?
So thank you to everyone who dropped us picture postcards.
That's wonderful. And keep them coming. And remember, for the mailbag in particular and anything you want to send to us, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, Washington, D.C., Box 32101, Washington 20007. That's TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And now on to the mailbag. Good guy, Jeopardy guy that's been on the show.
Yes.
Josh Frumpkin is about to turn 40. Happy birthday, Josh. God, I feel so rested, though, today. Such a great feeling. He's no longer a douchebag.
That's right. He's out of his 30s.
Oh, that's right. What is no longer a douchebag, Alex? Bill McGrady has wanted a TMOS birthday greeting for years. Is this his lucky day? Yes.
Yay!
Yes, it is.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Billy. Oh, and hi to your daughter, Callie. Callie and Billy, Billy and Callie, Callie and Billy, Billy and Callie, Callie and Billy, Billy. Blah, blah. Happy birthday to TMOS on KCJJ listener, bonus show subscriber, and awesome mom, Sarah Garcia.
Exactly as written.
Birthday double shot. Happy 46th birthday to Troy Hale and the big 5-0 for Shauna Greenwood.
God bless the USA.
Can you believe he's still riding that record?
Oh, man, they love it.
I know.
Hooray. Hooray for siblings. Jeff Blair turns 29 this weekend and would love a big, strong, successful birthday greeting from the GOP presidential candidate. No, I'm waiting. I have in the hopper.
Hopper.
I am getting, and I'm not even going to let you spin the wheel there. I want to do all these presidential candidates on Reverb, and unfortunately, my machine.
Machine.
I was working on earlier today.
Right.
Yeah.
Has S the bed. And I probably have spent the last 2 days for about an hour looking and searching for a proper replacement for this. Here's my dilemma. These machines, first and foremost, you see, that is a guitar pedal.
Yeah.
These are designed for stage vocalists in bands.
Yep.
Mike O'Mara doesn't want to harmonize. Mike O'Mara doesn't want to continuously loop a recording track. Mike O'Mara simply wants to put a microphone into a machine and change his voice to make it sound funny.
Right.
That's what I want. I am welcome to suggestions. I do not want to spend over $300 on this particular device. I truly don't. No, not $200, Rob. Come on, it's me. But anyway, the fact is, I'm looking and I'm searching. I've gotten close, but I'm trying not to buy something for the show. The pedal I would accept. What I won't accept is I'm not into this elaborate vocal tracking and harmonizing.
Yeah, you don't need that. You're not Wilson Phillips.
They all have. I want a voice synthesizer.
How many times have we said this, Mike? You are not Wilson Phillips.
Pony, are you up for that? Maybe searching a little bit for that?
Pony, he wants you to do everything for him.
You got it, Mike.
I want you to do it for me because I looked, and the only place I got
Why can't we just order you what you have? That lasted seven years.
We could do that, and you know what? If you want, I'll go ahead and do that.
Yeah,
if you think
you
that's the right way to go.
Because
I don't use it so much that
seven years is a solid run.
And you know what? Maybe it's better now. Maybe they've updated it.
No, it's not. Here's the problem. They did update it. They updated it to the 400 series, and now that's been discontinued.
Yeah.
So I could go back and...
We'll find it for you, Mike, and have it shipped to your home.
No, I'll do it. I'll ship it to myself.
Via Amazon.
I will do it today and get the Vocal 300.
7 years is a solid run for any piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Man, every time I plug this little sucker in, it kind of the flashing light goes...
Yeah, and all the lights in the house dim.
So, anyway, that was an elaborate...
Maybe you should call Mr. Sparky.
That's a great idea. That's right. He'd end up selling me a new control board. That would be wonderful.
Well, you know, we could lay this in for $5,000.
Yay! Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. Happy birthday to Beth Clark! Yeah! She always hits the mark. Beth Clark. Beth DeBullio. DeBliso. Beth... DeBliso.
DeBliso.
Right? DeBliso.
Oh, DeBliso. Beth DeBliso is now 37 and would love a Keeping It Tight commencement speech from our new graduate. So you guys need a little reverb up there, too.
You know? Hey, some music, if you don't mind, Rob.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, just
Beth.
I was just wondering what you were doing. I didn't know we were going to spin or anything like that.
He watched right into it. He had the option for a spin.
As you get older, remember... Those thighs.
Yeah, man.
They get larger.
They do.
Unless you do something about it. You have to mitigate the risk of thunder thighs by making sure you work out at least once a day.
Where's
whether
the
alarm? It be 30 minutes, maybe an hour. Splurge, two if you've got time. That'll keep those thighs
in prime shape.
And if you're married, I'm assuming you are. If you want...
Why would you assume that?
To use your thighs as your husband's ears.
Oh!
You got to keep them tight.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's
congratulations.
For the, new graduate. And congratulations, Beth.
I think that was
Grayson
PC.
McMurray, no relation to Fred, is now 12 years old, or as his dad calls it, the Dip S Dozen. Wow, Daddy.
How do you love Paw?
How about that? Hooray for Grayson. Wes Brown of Midland, Texas, just turned 57. He'd love the traditional TMOS birthday song. Well, we're always generous with that.
Sure.
This goes out to Wes Brown of Midland, Texas. And 1, 2, 3.
Birthday. Band of renown.
Thank you. Here's the song. How about this? Tim and Tanya Grant are celebrating a double silver anniversary, 25 years of marriage and 25 years of listening to this show. Hoo-ha!
Yeah!
Tim and Tanya.
Congratulations to them. Birthday boy Owen Jackman just entered his 50s, and it would really please him to hear Rob, as Oscar, sing the theme of Reading Rainbow.
This one we have to spin for.
Let's
and
spin.
Mike, you tell us if we win or not, okay?
All right, very good. Here we go. Got to do it. Got to do it. Got to do it.
All right.
All right.
I do love to sing.
This is going
to
be painful.
All right, stand by.
Oscar Santana singing.
This is going to be amazing. And,
here we go.
Before I sing, I'd like to mention that I recently got my master's degree. And I'd like to talk about that at length if it's possible. I'm so proud. A lot of hard work.
Oh, that's
a lot of hard,
Oscar.
Hard work.
That's
a lot
great,
of people
Oscar.
Wouldn't have had the wherewithal and wisdom and sweat and toil. To get
did you
the master's
do it, Oscar?
I did. I did it all by myself. Good and now I will sing for you.
Okay, very good.
Butterfly in the sky. I can fly twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
Thank you. Beautiful. I like that. This just in from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Superfan P1 19-year listener Serena Spatola.
Yay!
Is 47 today. All she asks is for a sincere happy birthday greeting from her favorite podcast family. Well, that's wonderful. A sincere birthday greeting. Well, let me start with that, okay? Well, ooh, Serena, look at you. 47 today. Happy birthday.
Should we sing a song?
No, and she wants just a sincere birthday greeting.
Can I jump in on this?
Here's Rob's sincere birthday greeting.
Hey, Serena, hope it's great.
That's Rob's sincere birthday greeting. Oscar, you want to follow up with a sincere greeting?
Happy birthday!
A reading rainbow.
Don't gain weight!
The only one that didn't
what are
get
you
it.
Doing?
I knew that. See, that's what I wanted in a weird, twisted, perverse way. Our sincere condolences to the family of retired Air Force Master Sergeant Matthew McGuire, a World War II B-17 radio operator who was shot down over Germany and survived 14 months as a POW in Stalag Luft 1.
Can you imagine?
He passed last week. Aww. That's a long survival for a World War II vet. He is survived by his 7 children, safe home, Sergeant McGuire, an American hero, and I can tell you this to the whole family because I've been through it. Doesn't matter how old somebody is, you still wish you had another day, another month, another 3 weeks with them, and our sincere condolences. And wow, don't forget, people, the greatest generation.
Yeah.
We are a long way from that now. That is for sure. Gentlemen, will you please wish my wonderful wife a happy birthday? Every year she anxiously awaits her favorite podcaster to send her birthday wishes. And every year, her douchebag husband forgets to write in on time. So, please, oh, please, oh, please wish Ginger Heffling a very wonderful 39th, give or take 11 years.
That's nice.
Thank you so much, Will from Spokane, Washington. P.S., this note took longer to write than Max English paper and poem combined. Just saying. There you go. All right. There's a smart guy there. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and various interns, my best friend, the person who is responsible for my TMOS addiction, Adam Mayfield, is turning 36 on July 20th. That just happened. Now that he is a professional douchebag with 6 years of training, I am hoping that the resident TMOS douchebag, I Love You, Oscar, can give him some advice on how to attract someone as sweet and beautiful as Shannon and keep her, despite the misogynistic, cue the trumpets, tendencies of a pro-DB. Come up with the funny and best wishes to Mike on his continued healing. Stephanie Wordy Loftus, P.S., anime rules. Yep, can tell by that letter. All right, what do you got for this guy?
Look, first, you got to lose the anime, man. You got to keep that in your back pocket. You can't share that with
anime.
Anyone, right?
There you go. Those are all the animation
and then
cells.
Two, hot chicks crave structure, all right? You have to understand that. You're going to feel like they don't, but they need it. They definitely, more than any other chick. You got a roly-poly out there. She already knows what's going on. She knows what's happening with life. She had to work for it.
Oh,
hot chicks, they need structure because a lot's been given them, not just free drinks.
Structure.
Yes, like they'll get the discount at Jiffy Lube. They'll get the discount when they don't even want it. All right? You got to give them the hard sell for structure.
Do you get the feeling that I just turned? Hold on a second, Oscar. Do you get the feeling that when he did his last speech, I just turned down his microphone and he kept talking, and then I turned it back up and he was still going?
That's the saying of the day. Hot chicks need structure. Are you done with?
I'm done.
Wonderful. Hi, Rob. Here's the next letter. Brandon Despins of West Des Moines, Iowa, turns 34 today, and his wife Katie is due to have their first baby mid-September. God help us all. Could you and the guys pass along happy birthday and congratulations to Brandon, even though he's a total dick and doesn't talk to me anymore? Thank you to Tony Creek.
Stony Creek.
Boy, I'm not sure. So what does he want us to do?
Wish him happy birthday, happy and I birthday. Guess best wishes to the wife. Although apparently the guy's a dick.
Hey, Brandon, happy birthday. Stop being a dick. Thank you. There you go. That's three times she mentioned it there.
Dick.
That's wonderful. Next letter says, hi, guys. With his recent passing, I just wanted to share a quick Gary Marshall story with you. Ooh, this is cool.
This was sad. We always lose someone big when we go on vacation, and I think Gary Marshall was the biggest death while
this
we were
hit me
gone.
As well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had an intelligent but very odd and socially awkward cousin named Rick, who passed away last year at age 72. About 20 years earlier, Rick met Gary Marshall at a book signing. This was shortly after Rick's father had passed away, leaving Rick all alone. Rick was a film major at SF State and could speak the lingo. Gary took a liking to him and from that day forward always sent him swag from all of his movies, as well as a personally inscribed Christmas card every year with a picture of the entire Marshall clan. How cool is that?
Sweet.
One year, he sent Rick a DVD of The Princess Diaries. Rick wrote him a thank you note, but mentioned he didn't own a DVD player. Okay, so there's the awkwardness right there. Lo and behold, a DVD player arrived in the mail, along with a small stereo system. I laugh every time you play the casino scene from Lost in America, because I know the truth is that there really is a Santa Claus. Gary Marshall, good guy.
Isn't that cool?
Mark Soto, read about Gary Marshall being like an amazingly big-hearted, good dude, which you would never think if you saw his cameo roles, especially in Lost in America.
Can I take 14 seconds and play you something, Mike?
Absolutely.
Just quick.
In that movie, Santa Claus took care of everything. We don't have Santa Claus.
Then we get him.
Who?
Santa Claus. We get him. That's the ad campaign. There it goes. I have the chills.
We're finished talking.
And I didn't know Gary Marshall from anybody when I saw. I knew the name.
Sure.
But I had no idea when they did Lost in America, it was my sincere belief the first time I saw that film that they had actually gone into a casino and gotten a real guy.
Looked like a pit boss, didn't it?
Because he looked exactly like that. Pretty lady Christina Granata Peterman had a... Man, that sounds like you could put that in an opera, doesn't it?
It does, really. It has a lovely rhythm to it.
Christina Granata Peterman. She had a birthday last Sunday and would like a slow, sexy greeting from Rob, Oscar, and Pony, if such a thing is possible.
Oh. I mean, if Pony can be sexy, is what it means.
Well, I can try.
She would like a slow, sexy greeting from Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Hey, Christina? No.
Oh!
My show!
Maybe you're a father figure to her.
Who knows? Yeah, well, she just hurt my feelings.
Hurt his father feelings.
And I'm on drugs. Anyway, welcome back, TMOS. Gary and Rose here.
Mike, please say Gary.
Rose.
Gary and Rose here. Gary and Rose. Hello, Gary. Hello, Rose. Yes. Checking in from historic Placerville, California. Is it Plackerville or Placerville?
Placerville.
Placerville, California, located in the foothills of the Sierras, 50 miles from Lake Tahoe. That's pretty country.
Yep.
Placerville was the only town during the gold rush of the 1850s with a jail and judge to try, convict, and hang all claim jumpers and such. This earned Placerville the nickname Old Hangtown.
Old Hangtown. Well, I'm going up to Old Hangtown. I'm going to get me a pan and pan for gold.
Ooh. Nuggets.
We started listening back during the Major Bill Smith era. It's a long time ago.
It is.
We missed that old coot. So, anyway, we wonder if he'd ever call on the Heaven Hotline to invite you all for a meal. Mike, Rose, and I wish you a speedy recovery, as the old mage would say, stay out the stick, baby. Stay out the stick. Gary and Rose from Old Hangtown. Well, man, Gary and Rose, why don't you come up to Old Hangtown, man? Have a meal. Have some baby llamas and German potato salad and have a fantastic meal up here, Gary and Rose. Good stuff. I like that. It's Major Bill Smith. Well,
Mage?
I'll be out of it. Yeah.
Can you do the version of your voice when we called you close to the end and you said that it wasn't a good day today?
Well, Rob, I'm just not feeling too perky today. That's the way life goes. See, big circle of life. And, like someday you'll be talking to Mike, and he'll be saying, boys, time to get the substitute, that permanent substitute. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Rose. Hope you enjoy things at Old Hangtown.
Hey! There we go. I've done that in a million years. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Lackeys. First, congratulations to Oscar for graduating. Second, I wish a speedy healing for Mike. Third, this Saturday will mark two important anniversaries in our family. My wife, Jeannie, and I will celebrate the 25th anniversary of our first date and the 25th anniversary of her 20th birthday. No need to spin the wheels of fate. I would just appreciate the mention. Yours in Christ, Jason Bird.
Bird.
Well, there it
Bird.
Is. There it is. There it is. Hello. Anyway, getting back to the mailbag. Howdy, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Did I hit that myself? Yes, I did. Sorry. Howdy. Sometimes I just like to break into dance. Howdy, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I am writing to ask for a birthday greeting for my husband, Bill McCann. Hi, Fred. This is Bill McCann. Bill's heading up the the widget department.
Is it Bill McCann down in receiving?
He's down in receiving right now. I'll be up here shortly. Listen, I can't sign off on it, Mel, but if you run it by Bill McCann, I think we could probably get that straightened out right away. Listen,
widgets.
Al's out having one of his many martini lunches. He'll be back about 2 this afternoon. If you could give me a chance to run it by Bill McCann up in HR, we're going to do that, okay? Thanks so much. Anyway,
Bill McCann.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, darling. Thank you for my water. Thank you. You sticking around today? You're not leaving? Yeah, gotta go. All right, thank
she
you.
Have a
That's
suitcase?
Carla.
Yeah, when you say leaving, do you mean for good?
Check to see if she has her suitcase today. Anyway, where's the Bill McCann?
She's left in the garage.
Exactly.
Why is she revving the car?
Tuesday, August 2nd is Bill McCann's birthday. We both listen every day. We quote you guys all the time. And always have to explain to my son so he understands what we're doing. Bill hasn't mentioned anything that he wants for his birthday, but we want him to know we love him. So, can you please send him a birthday greeting by having Charlie explain Pokemon Go? Thank you so much, gentlemen. Amy.
Yes.
P.S. He would love it if you would call him a flaming a-hole. Okay, let's... Do we spin?
I think for this we almost for Charlie, have to right? spin. Yeah, here we go.
Oversized head, oversized head, oversized head.
Hey, and it's a progressive.
There you guys, let's go. Yeah.
Charlie, on the microphone, Charlie. You got to put the microphone right by your face, Charlie.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Nice to be with you. Hi.
Hello.
It's nice to be with you, too.
Always nice.
Now, we have a question for you, Charlie. Do you have a?
Oh, yes.
I know that so many things in your life are smart. Do you have a smartphone?
Nope.
You don't have a smartphone.
Fit phone.
Have you been playing Pokemon Go at all? Do you know anything about it?
I haven't been playing because I don't have the phone for it, but I know all about it. You go to a park and you tackle Pokemons and then you eat them and you go home and smile.
They're made out of chocolate, right?
That's right. They're made out of chocolate and I haven't caught mine yet. But if I see one, I'm going to tackle him and I'm going to eat his head first. No. I'm going to bite it clean off.
Mike, I'm sorry, Charlie. No. Sometimes, do Pokemon ever look like little children?
Sometimes, and I've gotten in a little bit of trouble a couple of times.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
That 3-year-old boy was crying. It was very, very sad. Hey, Pony.
Yes?
Hi, Pony.
Hey, Charlie. How's it going?
I'm good. How's Miracle?
She's great. Don't eat her.
That's great.
Would you like to eat Miracle?
No.
Why not?
Miracle's a sugar glider, ass.
Yeah, but the word
that's
sugar.
That's kind of nice. I don't want to eat one of Pony Boy's pets.
The word sugar is in the title.
Yeah, I thought you'd get confused.
Is my man there today?
Which one? Mac?
Mac, you idiot.
Not Mac. No. I'm sorry. We have Matt Dotson.
All right. Okay. Hey, I want to say.
Sorry, disappointed.
Oh, no.
Matt Dotson, is he there?
Yeah.
Hey,
who's
Charlie.
He's our new intern.
White guy, tall, competent.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is a special moment for me. I've never met him before.
Mm-hmm. Who are you?
Charlie, Matt Dotson goes to George Mason.
All right. Rob what? Knows I'm not... Rob said a long time. Rob knows I'm not good around... You know Rob.
I know. You have a common interest. He likes pizza.
Oh, okay.
Would you like him to...
Rob, can you explain? Come on, you know that I'm tough around new people.
Yeah, he's not good around new people,
Matt,
so don't feel bad.
I'm trying
sorry.
To get Rob to set the joke up, but Rob came in his usual coma today. I'm leaving now. Thank you.
Bye, Charlie. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good meeting you.
see. The bit was Charlie is shy around new people.
Mike, it's not that. It's that there's this weird sexual chemistry that's taboo between the intern and Rob.
Really? You mean the new one?
Yeah.
Is it sexual?
He drives him to work. He doesn't drive anybody else to work.
He's always later on those days, too. It's
weird. It's like they hang out.
The intern is driving Rob to work?
No. He's driving the intern like he's a hot chick he's picking up.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Really
by the way, Charlie never got to tell that dude he's a flaming a-hole. And our last letter says, hey, guys, we've heard Oscar talk about the custom beers inspired by his work with Chad Dukes. I think TMOS and more broadcasting need to get on this because given your audience, this is a license to print money. All right, let me answer this right away. I have stolen from Oscar and Chad multiple times over the years. Mm-hmm. I stole the entire concept. Although doing a live show is not a novel concept, I was motivated to do our live programs after guesting on their live show at the State Theater. So, and there have been other things that we incorporate. They do stuff we do. We do stuff they do.
Yeah.
And the fact is that, but I mean, I don't like to steal. And I really think that in the world of this whole craft brew thing, I like a good craft brew. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But that's theirs, you know? So, I know this guy says he wants to give me some beers, but let's read his suggestions. Here they are. Maybe don't get hoppy.
Okay, that's pretty good.
A non-IPA. That's pretty. That is so
strong.
Don't
get hoppy.
Don't get hoppy. Don't get hoppy. Or maybe even a Charlie Stuang Staba Lager. This guy put some stuff into it.
Yeah.
Here I was poo-pooing it. As always, I await your genius. Mine? Well, it's how about yours? Thanks for all your great work. Gregory Dickens, Transylvania, North Carolina. Ooh. Yes, really, there is a town called Transylvania, North Carolina. Well, that's right. I'm going to go pop open a Charlie Stuang Staba Lager. That's fantastic. All right, start the show, Rob. Let's go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, Arthur.
Hello, Mr. Johnson.
I haven't seen much of you lately.
Ah, well, the reason you haven't seen much of me is because I normally pick Susan up at her apartment in town, and you live here. Want a drink?
I never drink.
Ah.
Oh. No one in my family ever drinks.
That's great. You probably never run out of ice your whole life.
I don't drink because drinking affects your decision making.
You may be right. I can't decide. That's just a little humor. Where's the rest of this mousse?
Arthur, I think it's time we got to know one another.
I do too. That's why I had you come over today. This is a tough room. I don't have to tell you that. You must have hated this moose.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
Right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe, because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Phone lines open for you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Me Undies. No matter where you are, no matter what you do, no matter who you are, you need great underwear. You spend almost 24 hours a day in your undies. Chances are your underwear is boring. Luckily, Me Undies is here to change all that. Every pair of Me Undies is made from this material. It's called Modal. What is it, you may ask?
What is it?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, shut up. Stop tipping me on the shoulder. Come on, let him talk. Modal is a sustainably sourced fabric, and it is twice as soft as cotton. Now, I have a pair of Me Undies, and I will tell you, it is twice as soft. You have to feel it to believe it. Words cannot describe the fit and the feel of Me Undies, but once you try them, you will understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And if you don't love your first pair of Me Undies, this is how confident they are in this product. They are are free. No questions asked. Plus, MeUndies has dozens of styles and even limited edition prints that'll make sure your underwear is never boring. Okay, for you that are out there wanting to show your undies around, you know the people I'm talking
you know.
About. They got cool prints. They'll make you hip. They'll look neat, and they're so damn comfortable. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Do it today. MeUndies.com/TMOS. Well, finally, I am not going to delay any longer.
Okay.
And we will open the Rob door up before we get to the gambling story. So you pick the intern up and bring him to work?
He lives maybe a block and a half away from me.
He's connected to your family anyway.
Well, I've known his whole family because his parents are in the PTA.
Yeah, he's seen him grow up, Mike.
I have seen him grow up. And
well,
all
you're easily distracted. Maybe when he's in there, you're a little distracted. They're like for the Charlie bit. I mean, how long have we been working together? And I'm trying to set you up
quarter of
so
a
you
century.
Can maybe explain the comedy a little bit, make it a little funnier, and then you're just over there going.
Mike, there are times when this was not the right time to do it. I step out of the way of the character.
No, and there Mike, are times there's a different you come back energy. From vacation when you need 9 days to wrap up. That's what I've been living with for 20 years.
But
also,
there's
but that's
a different
right.
energy when Dotson is actually.
Explain this energy.
Yeah, when
trying to be cool. Is he
when,
trying to be
when,
like cool,
when,
Rob? Is that what it is?
I think there's a different Rob outside the studio, a respected Rob. Out
yes.
that is a broadcaster, that is a father, that is a
right.
great parent.
Right.
So it's two worlds colliding.
Wouldn't
when...
it be safe to say that applies to all three of us, though?
Yes.
That there is a
well,
different
an air,
zone.
You know, an air personality.
Mike doesn't have a
honest,
short
you know,
fuse outside of the studio.
No.
Can I tell you, though, the you know who probably gets the least amount, truly, the least amount of the R word when he leaves the studio is yours truly.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do I do when I'm playing with my buddies, when I'm out on the patio with my buddies? It is a... absolute carryover from this. And absolute
a
for
ball
example,
busting
I'll give you,
thing?
I will give you a normal conversation. One of my buddies down here, when I was talking about getting this surgery done, conversation goes exactly like this. This is how warm it is. All right. It's like, yeah, man, I tell you, this thing was killing me on the third thing. I think I'm getting it done. Well, are you gonna talk about it or maybe do it for once? That's really that's
wow,
the way
that kind
goes.
Of support.
Oh, that is that is everybody. There is no it is not a zone for the weak of heart. If you're coming into an environment where you want to be adults
yep.
and really like treat people with respect, no. I work I play, I work here in this environment, which is abnormal, and then I go and I play with mean girls.
Mm-hmm.
Every day of my life, that's the way I do
well,
it.
I would
and then
say
when I'm not doing that, I'm sitting on a couch by myself with, you know, everybody gone and
yeah.
and even with my family. It's that way.
They
I was going
to
say
that at least
state.
Twice a month.
The zone of respect does not exist in my house at all.
Right.
It's gone.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
There was a time when Carrie, I think, respected the fact that she thought I was funny. And that's done. That's
right.
gone. You know, she says, you know who's funny? Do you ever listen to Rob and Joe? I said, yes, I've heard of them. She says, oh, they're very funny. I said, you know, I do a show too. Two of them. You should try
right.
it. But no,
right.
she doesn't care. And so when the mics are on, there's a certain inherent disrespect of everybody in here. But I would say when the mics are off, we all respect each other.
Yeah, but when you have, with all due respect, your neighborhood boy here, right?
That's right, my lackey boy
yes.
from the neighborhood.
When you have him here, he, like, I bet for years, he's like, oh my God, that's Rob Spiewak. And now that he actually sees what we do, he's like, oh, that's Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, it's decaying.
So cruel.
Like a sandcastle.
Can I? The cruelest thing you may have ever
yes,
seen.
Yes, Dotson.
I'd like to clarify exactly what goes on in my mind.
Yeah, what happens in the car?
That's wonderful. I'd like to hear.
Is this like a bedroom fantasy?
Well, first and foremost, something like that. I met Rob before I knew what the show was.
Oh.
I met Rob because
Smoky
I had a
nightclub,
friend.
Mike.
Yeah, it was just like that. I had a friend who was a fan of the show.
You're walking out of the pool?
And he was set up to meet Rob, and I went with him.
Your top fell off?
Something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
We're
are you familiar with
I'm getting there.
Fast Times?
And so we had lunch with Rob, and my friend who was a fan was Star Trek, and I thought, well, this guy's cool. He's in my neighborhood.
He has a pirate
we
hat
met
on.
Him through a family friend. And then after I met Rob was the first time I listened to TMOS. I was 15.
Yeah, you were.
And
yeah.
then over the
but
next
now
few
Mike,
years.
He's a grown-up.
He's of age.
20 years old.
When was the first time you actually saw Rob?
A couple months prior, because my sister was in a talent show that he was the MC for.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Saw him walk on the stage?
He's grooming talent at that high school. Oh, my God. That's what's happening.
So, actually, I knew him as the guy that was the MC at an elementary school talent show.
With the hack jokes?
Yeah, something like that. And so I listened to the show because I thought, well, that was a nice guy. I'll give his program a check.
You see, Mike, you always give me grief about the talent shows, but look, they've gotten us a listener.
Look at that. That's and incredible. Listening, I knew it was going to be worth it.
Listening to TMOS over those years after I met Rob is what wanted me to become a broadcaster.
You're a good guy. What made you want to be a broadcaster?
What made me want to be a broadcaster? And so Rob has just been a mentor over these years because I've always been able to send him a message if I need help with something or if I just have questions about the industry.
Do you know what the term twink means?
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
stop that.
Right now.
Or bear.
Not okay.
That's terrible. Yeah. Well, that, you know what? What a nice compliment. What a nice, respectful young man you are. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you two enjoy each other's company,
I love
right?
that. When I allude to the sexual fantasy that is Rob fantasy, they both get, no, we're happy. Row.
That's right.
We're so, friends.
The thing is, Mike, is when I kiss him goodbye.
A lot of weird looks.
It is not because there's any sort of sexual energy. It's really respect. And the respect is mutual.
They're European, you know.
Both cheeks.
Are we at the first break?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Let's take a break. We will come back. We are way behind. We will talk more Rob Spiewak. I want to find out about Rob going to my happy place up in Charlestown, West Virginia.
Because we're done talking about going to Matt's happy place.
Yeah, that's for sure. Trust me, we are. Hi to everybody on 97.1, your beach station, The Wave. Thank you. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
I'm Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak, what are you doing here?
I was across the hall taping a special, and I wanted to stop by to tell you how marvelous you sound, and it was a wonderful show. I like the part when you stick to your convictions.
Typical Tony. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I will tell you that there are clients that we talk about that are so wonderful and have been with us a good long time. This is a client that came back to us, and I was so excited about it because I finally got my chance to update my glasses and get my wonderful Warby Parker frames. I don't know how to tell you. The quality, it's not something I can really describe with words. I just will tell you the feel of these glasses, and I got a bunch of them when I went over to the Warby Parker retail store over in Miami. They're fantastic. They've got a great online presence, too, with warbyparker.com/TMOS. Warby Parker is incredible quality, and the great thing about Warby Parker, you're getting that top-line quality, and you're getting prescription glasses. Not just frames, prescription glasses. The whole schmear, starting at just $95. That's going to include frames, lenses, and coating, plus choosing frames is convenient. They have a try-on program where they will send you 5 pairs for 5 days, and family and friends can help you decide which frames are best for you. Choose your 5 favorite styles. It's fantastic. Warby is your alternative to overpriced eyewear, because there's no middleman. Now, all you have to do is you go to warbyparker.com/TMOS. They will fit you with the right frames for you. Then you actually go online, pick the frames, the colors, the styles that you want. They send all 5 pairs to you to try on to see what you like. You pick as many as you want. There's no obligation. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on. Get Warby Parker. Warbyparker.com/TMOS. Tune in tomorrow to see which kind of Warby Parkers I'll be wearing on the show. Whoa.
Those are my favorites, though. Those are the ones that you wore those yesterday as well.
Yes, I did. I did. Very good. Those. I wore them yesterday. And the funky ones that are the real clear ones are cool, too. But back to the show and Rob Spiewak. When I was wallowing through my last couple of years in Northern Virginia, anybody listened to the show on a regular basis, you knew how I felt about that area. I tried to dig in. I tried to establish myself.
Yeah.
I tried to have a home business. I had a home business and a successful home business. I also tried to have a local restaurant in the community. That did not go so well. I soured on Northern Virginia like nobody soured on Northern Virginia. When I went back to work at the Edge and worked downtown in D.C., I soured even more. I hated hauling around there. I hated everybody chasing the granite countertop. It got me down. It got me depressed. And one of the ways that I compensated for my depression.
That's how you treated it, Mike.
I would treat it by rolling out periodically to the great state of West Virginia. Yes,
one of the most epic trips you ever took to West Virginia was on a weekday when Carla caught you.
Yes.
Yeah.
She caught me going to West Virginia, going, and we call it down here too. We call any casino the bad place.
Oh, okay.
Carla would say to me, did you go to the bad place? And I would tell her, yes, I did. But a person I was speaking to years later, someone with a professional healthcare degree in the mental health field,
sure,
indicated that what I was doing, and it made so much sense, just like getting a golf lesson. When somebody tells you something and it resonates,
yeah.
This person said to me, well, you know what you're doing. I said, well, he said, you're self-hypnotizing. And I went in there and I said, oh my God. I would sit in front of one of those machines. You guys saw me in Las Vegas.
Oh, I'd seen it.
I could sit in front of a machine for 6 hours. My mind goes completely blank.
And you would go to like a nickel machine. Just like a nickel machine.
The increments don't matter. Right. I'm not trying. The money was not the thing. Well, the money was the thing. I'm an idiot because I'm not making any money. I literally would sit there for hours. I would hypnotize. You mentioned Charlestown and the fact that on your vacation, you went out to the Charlestown races and slots.
Hollywood, like Hollywood Casino.
Swear to God. Little goosebumpies. Little goosebumpies.
Really?
Because I remembered, even though I got my ass handed to me out there and I left that place depressed more than any other place in my life, I still get the little tingle. That, my friends, do you know what that is? That is a gambling addiction right there.
That is it.
So I haven't been in a long time, so I can live vicariously through you. And I know you don't you don't fall into the same category as me or even Oscar as far as gambling.
No, right? I love it. I love the noise of it. When we're staying in a casino hotel, say in Reno or Las Vegas, when you walk by or through the casino and you hear the bells and the dings and those chords that they have in the slot machines, I love that sound. Mm-hmm. I love gambling.
Play your little roulette wheel there or whatever. You know, you remember when we were spinning for that?
Actually, Pony has seen me giving away lots of money back to the casino in great speed.
$100 in like 10 minutes.
Seen Oscar do a lot worse. Oscar, of the three of us, when he's had a few cocktails,
he gives
Oscar
it away.
Will gamble. Oscar makes is the sphincter factor when I'm sitting there. Oscar will take everything that he has won for the night and he's bored and he'll lay it all down and then either win and then I kind of go, oh, wow, or walk away.
Walk away empty.
I'm probably down overall if you really counted it up.
Didn't you go at one point to some like $100 machine?
That was two.
That's great.
It was like with hidden, Todd, right? Hidden in a hallway, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was hidden in the hallway.
You thought it was your machine.
I was like, that's my machine. And I was lucky enough to win back my losses, but not enough to say that I won. You know that feeling when you get on a plane or in the car when you're leaving a casino, you're like, I can't believe I'm up. I won.
I've probably experienced that once.
Four times in my whole life. And think about how many times you guys know that I have been to those places.
Oh, I know.
But Rob, I never even...
Where are advertisers? We're
back in D.C. I never thought of you as rolling out there. In fact, you don't that
often.
Well,
I haven't. You know, the last time I went to Charlestown, they were still highlighting the horse races. So I figured it out. It was probably 25 years ago.
Well, aren't they still? Don't they still?
They still do it, but the money's in the casino. They don't do. They don't care.
But you're not a big risk guy when it comes to finances.
No, I took about. I think I took about
to your health, maybe, but the finance.
Oh, you set yourself up for that one. That was good. You read the note. How you do it? There's a setup, and then there's a middle, and there's a punchline. And Mike, all three pieces were there. You see, we're talking gambling, but he swung it to the fact that I'm going to die.
Did you eat in the casino?
I did not. I did not.
Oh, you didn't eat. What was your total time there?
Probably about 4 hours. My mom has been doing some stuff lately, and she's been stuck to her house. They've been doing some home improvement and some stuff, and she wanted to get out, and I had the week off. I said, you know what? On Friday, how long has it been since you've been gambling? And she said, probably 15, 20 years. I said, let's go up to Charlestown and check it out because I've never been up there. And she said, okay. So we got in the car and we went up, and it's a... fairly easy.
You should
easy
have called
drive.
Pony, and you maybe yeah. with Glenda, you could have made it a double date.
All right, now you, be very careful. You can talk about me, Mike. You can talk about me boning the intern, but leave my mother out of it.
Yeah. Well, me. Hey, at least you have a mom.
Oh boy! Oh,
thank you very much.
You should feel awful, Rob.
And you know what, Mike? My mom is very special to me because I come from a broken home.
There you go. Okay. We'll play the guilt game all day long. Let us take a break.
Yes, do.
Because the big question is whether or not he won or not, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to find that out. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll be right back every Monday. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. When it comes to magazines, you know what you like. And with Texture, you can get everything you like in one super convenient place. The Texture app lets you tap into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, right on your smartphone or tablet. I know, Oscar Santana, you have been a big fan of Texture since its inception.
I run every month. I love seeing the magazines that are coming up. I also like getting people onto it because it feels like I've just given them some sort of gift of convenience. Yes. And by that, I mean my brother-in-law just went back to Florida, jumped on a plane. He was about to buy some magazines. They said, take a second. But get on the Texture bandwagon, and you'll have every magazine at your fingertips.
You really do, and especially, it's a great, great mention of on an airplane. If you're traveling, it is so much more convenient. I've done it in airports before. Sign up for Texture right now and get instant insider access to all the content from the world's best publications. We're talking Vogue, Cosmo, Oprah, Good Housekeeping, Us Weekly, Vanity Fair, National Geographic, every magazine that's any magazine, you can get it at Texture. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. When you go to thetexture.com, I'm sorry, no, it's texture.com/TMOS. You'll get immediate access to all the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Start binging for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. We're back on the Mike O'Mara Show talking to Mr. Rob Spiewak, who took a road trip with his mamo to Charlestown Races and Slot, which is, if you're not from the D.C. area, that is one of our local casinos in West Virginia.
West Virginia.
90 minutes outside of Washington,
But because
D.C.
I live in Leesburg, it's only about 40 minutes.
About
so
40
it's
minutes. Easy for you.
Very
right.
easy. Nice drive. Went up on a Friday afternoon. I brought about $200. My mom brought about $150. And we said, let's see how long this lasts us. And I walked around.
Do you have a plan when you do that? Do you have a plan when you're you got the $200 in your pocket? Do you have a game plan?
Yes. That when the money is out, I will not hit an ATM. I will not do it.
But you don't have any, like, machines in your mind that you're
Well, there's machines I like. I like the double diamond machine. But, okay. you know, everything is so changed now. Most of the games are like...
Fortune!
Well, yeah, they had only four Wheel of Fortune machines, and one was out of service.
Oh, that's sad. When you
but
see
there are
a
also
slot
too
machine
many electronic
service,
machines.
That's the thing that I look for.
Stand.
I look for machines that still have mechanical wheels in them.
That's what I want. That's
and,
what I want, too.
Remember when we were in the airport leaving Vegas, and they had those super terrific, happy Japanese slot
yes.
machines?
I hate those machines.
Where you can put in $20 and play 90 lines, and you have
ridiculous.
No idea what's going on.
Right.
Try to avoid those, because there's too many of them.
Jimmy won $500 at the kitten one.
That's true.
Living
That's
Reno.
Very true.
Meow.
But
how much did that piss you off, Rob, when that happened?
Great.
I said, it'll be okay.
Get me my brick back.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Jimmy texted me last night. One of the things I do when, you know, we'll get to it later in the show. I'm going to talk about the Ambien train that I rode last night.
Yes.
But yeah, you did.
Definitely, sleep was so, I was so sleep deprived yesterday that it was a quest for me.
Uh-huh.
And I put the phone 5 miles away on silent just to make sure that nobody would bother me. And Carla got up this morning and said, you got a call. And then, of course, it was Jimmy. Jimmy has hitched his wagon to Tim Kaine.
Well, of course,
because
Tim Kaine
came
to his bar, so it's easy. Right.
How about
so.
You hitch your wagon to a successful open of the Buffalo Wing?
Yeah. Hitch your wagon to the new wing opening before 2020.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good wagon hitch.
That's the kind, seriously, that I would have my eyes closed and I would be going to Dreamland and then... And at 10:34 p.m., I would go, Tim rules.
That's good.
All right, thank you.
Exactly
Jimmy,
what you need.
Jimmy,
go
I told
Caps.
You. Jimmy, listen to me. If you're listening to my voice.
Yeah, he is. He's listening.
Just like I texted you, okay? Jimmy, I don't want any of that Buffalo Bills loser juju on my team for politics. Okay? I'm sorry, but I got to say this. I said this to you, all right?
No.
Keep it under your hat. I know he came to your bar and poured beer at your bar.
Don't
you
jinx
can't,
us.
Don't put the Buffalo Bills juju on this ticket. It's too important for the country.
Mike, maybe he thought you were undecided on who you were going to vote for. And that was going to put you onto the other side.
I don't want to pour salt in the wound, but wouldn't a full term for any president, let's say 4 years, wouldn't that be shorter than it's taken for this Buffalo wing to go up?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oscar, I might say you might be actually flirting with a second term, but who am I? I don't know the dates.
Mike, I've looked at the Herndon Constitution for the town, and he's actually approaching the term limit for the deal.
Hey, we kid you, Jimmy. We kid you. But listen, Jimmy, I commit this to you, all right? When that Buffalo wing is completed, I promise you I will be there within 2 years of the completion.
Now, you have a big heart, Mike. If you've got two solid hips, I think you'd be there for opening night. Like
I might be there. I might pop up there, you know.
Well, Mike, it could
happen. See if you can do it in the early summer.
It's such short notice. It could happen at any time.
Absolutely.
So I pulled up to the casino, and it was early. It was like noonish, maybe a little afternoon, so it wasn't crowded. Parking was a breeze. I was impressed. Got on to the brass elevator, and what's the first thing I see? Who's coming to Charlestown Hollywood Races and Slots?
Oh,
Jay Leno.
Jay. Whoa.
Hey, so his picture's everywhere.
Yeah, yes, there is. Hey, this is great. This is fantastic. Where are we? Are we somewhere? We are somewhere in the wilds of West Virginia. Yeah, West Virginia. Okay. Do we have any cousins here?
I'm saying this guy's desperate for work.
Wow.
But anyway, I'm looking around, and the first impression is it's a real casino. It looks like the real deal.
Had you never been?
Hadn't been. And so
I
walked. The last time I was up there, they had like maybe 200 slot machines, and that's it.
Oh, man. You've missed a lot of stuff.
So I'm walking around, and the first impression I get is, wow, they still smoke up here.
A lot.
And you're walking through.
I hooved a lot of gardens there. Absolutely.
Clouds of cigar smoke. It's nasty.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around and trying to gauge the, is this going to be like a Reno-style crowd or a Las Vegas crowd? And if it's Vegas, it's going to be more like LVH or more like the Venetian. And I see two heavy ladies leaving the restroom, and this is what they say.
I can't believe I broke that toilet paper dispenser, but maybe that's good luck.
Oh, no.
And I said, so that's what we're dealing with here.
How much cash did you take to lose? I know you're responsible.
About $150.
Not bad.
It's about $150, $160.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to get his impression. I'm not sure what he's doing there. I'm not sure. It's
guys are the worst.
You know, Mike, we weren't connected on the Charlie bit, but we seem to have connected now.
That's great.
The worst.
That's all they have in common is racism.
Yes. Absolutely. We know.
So
I've been there a bunch of times. Check out their entertainment schedule. That'll cement that for you.
So looking around, and I do some slots, and you know, 20 up, 20 down.
Check out Saturday Night with our tribute to Chuck Brown. Yeah,
I'd see Chuck Brown. Man,
well, he's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
so
what
I said tribute to Chuck.
I'd go see him.
So 20 up, 20 down.
Junkyard playing. I'm there.
Hit a few table games, Mike, and you know what speaks well of a casino is when you get your chips at a roulette table. And they are literally stuck together. I kid you not. And the dealer, who looked like he had just finished doing some maintenance on his Chevelle, looked at the guy next to me and said, "You only got 9 chips. Did you drop a chip?"
Oh,
and
no.
it was J-U, drop a chip. Did you drop a chip?
There you go.
And then
so you played a little roulette.
Played some roulette, came
outside
out
of your overt racism. What about the gambling?
So I won a little at roulette.
All Rob will do will be judge the ethnicity of the viewers.
So I won a little, at roulette.
Just to be clear, we have African Americans coming out of the bathroom and African Americans that are the roulette dealers.
No, right? he was white as aspirin. He is
he's just
a redneck.
Well, maybe all your impressions sound like African American.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm limited. I'm not a gifted mimic.
Maybe he was off the set of Buck Wild before it got canceled.
So this would be the. That's the wrong one. You would play.
That's it.
Yes.
Did you drop a chip?
Thank you.
Did you drop a chip? I was very saddened that the blackjack had a $15 minimum. I was looking for a $10 minimum table.
$5.
Played
that was
there
the
a
only
bit.
you could only get $15.
$15 was the smallest, even that early in the day.
That's another thing that sucks about up there, okay? Well, we're the days of the $5 table
gone,
where you can sit there and play for hours and have some fun. Screw that.
Old Las Vegas, $5 tables.
Yep.
$5 tables. The LVH. Yes. Socialize, yes. Have some cocktails. That's what it Hang all out. Ought to be.
So looking around, I've given about $100, $120, and we're, you know, playing the, and again with the slots up there, you're 20 up, you're 20 down. My mom's in the same boat, 40 up, 40 down. And right. So we've both given some money back and we're getting ready to leave. And we're walking out and the place they
Can
did
Can I ask one other question?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you even observe anyone that hit any kind of jackpot?
The one person I said, let me get to it. Is okay. we're leaving, and they do a great job of laying out the casino so it's confusing, so it's hard to get out, mm-hmm, like right. a Wegmans. And so we're finding our way out, and my mom, we both agreed we had a good time, and it was worth the trip, and it was worth $100 or so. And at the end of the one of the banks of slots is one of the big Charlie-sized slot machines.
The fun right. ones.
You know, the ones that are literally like...
Big handle.
8 feet high, six big feet handle. Wide, yep. three huge mechanical
yes.
wheels. And
devil,
she
devil,
says,
devil.
She says,
bar,
let's play that.
Bar.
Let's play that. I said, that's for rubes. No one wins that.
Did you sit next to your mother while you played it?
And so she said, you know, we really, if we made the trip, we really should do it. And I said, I don't want to do it. It's like, I might as well throw my money on the track.
Please tell me you played it.
So... we walk over, and she says, come on, just look at it. And there's literally a love seat in front of it, seating yeah. for two. And she sits down, and she says, come on, let's just run a few bucks through
it. Oh, that's so sweet. Come on, Sharon.
And I said, all right, but it's worthless. It's worthless. I pull out $1. And I put it
one,
in.
One, you
put in $1.
And
I said, you know what? Because this is nonsense. No one hits on these. And I go over, and the handle has the ball on the end of it that's the size of a cantaloupe because it's the huge 5-foot handle.
Did she put any money in it to
no,
at least
she
try
was
to match
go,
your bet?
She
it's
was,
a $5 bet, right?
No, it's a dollar it machine. Dollar
no,
machine.
But it has a max
yes.
It's a dollar machine, but you can max
but
it.
But I was yelling at her. I said, no one wins on these. It's stupid. We can lose $1 or $5. She
right.
says, let's lose $1. So right. I put $1 in, pulled the stupid thing down, sit down, watch the wheels spin, and three like images match. But because the machine is all black and chrome, I don't see what I've won.
Right.
And so I hear, a bell starts with, not a loud bell, not a siren, no flashing lights, just, and the credits start stacking up. It's a 30. It's, oh, wow. 40. 100, 200, 300, 400. And my mom says, are those dollars? I said, yeah, I'm so flipped out. I should be making noise because that's me.
You didn't know.
One pull, $869.
Hey, oh, Robbie! My God. Yeah.
And she said, that's oh, insane. I said, and you know what the best thing is? She said, what? I said, I'm going to take it all home, and it's going to drive Mike crazy.
Oh, that is fantastic. No, it's not. It's going to make me happy. That's
no,
awesome.
But it was, you know what? We already had a good time, but when you leave the casino with $700 more than you got there, that's
right?
a great day.
That's rare. You know, if you put the $5 in, it would have been $8,000.
Thanks for the sunshine, mister.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, that comes from a degenerate gambler. There you go. $800 on a dollar.
Congratulations.
It was very, very cool.
That is
you,
you tripled your money. You quadrupled your money.
I came home and Carrie said, how'd we do? I said, oh, you know.
Oh, you guys have yourself a nice dinner, I hope, after that. That was fantastic.
No, that was awesome.
I love
fun.
See, you don't think I feel joy. I love happy gambling stories.
That's
I'd
awesome.
Like all you guys to
He's
win.
He's buying a plane
yeah.
ticket
yeah. Hey,
right
Carl,
now.
Yeah. Rob won. Maybe that means we should go.
See, it can be done. Exactly. It can be done.
No, I feel... Oh, let me turn... You know what? I'm going to turn my track lighting on because of that.
It's the job.
I believe that's my honor.
Look at that.
I need lights.
Look at how bright I am
Mike,
now. That's fantastic.
What's
you know?
Going on in your head right now?
What right now, I'm reflecting on two things.
Okay. Yes.
How much joy I feel. I mean, I'm actually at that machine with Rob. I feel so happy. I really do that he hit that 800. That's just so, just to get over on the man, it's such a big deal.
It is. It's huge.
And I am also reminiscing when I shared a jackpot story, and I remember how joyful my ex-partner felt for me.
Oh.
Remember that, Rob?
I do.
Remember how happy for me he was? Anyway,
it was a happy time and a happy place, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. He was so happy. We'll take a break. Come back. I remember those eyes, man. They like turned to little slits. Like a effing cobra. And I remember saying that. I said, you big mouth douche, why did you say that? We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's Inside, Inside, Inside. We'll be right back, everybody.
This week on Americast.
I discovered TMOS was a podcast, I think, in early 2010 when I was living in upstate New York, and I've been listening ever since. The thing that's really sucked me in is so much the fact that, you know, it can go in any direction, and really, it's like the players are kind of opening themselves up to you. Like, they're opening up their lives to you.
So go to the TMOS app and download Americast. Meet John Crandall, P1 fan of TMOS and more broadcasting. Find out more about him and hear about all the shows on Americast.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. If you're ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind, all while getting the best prices on the web, touchofmodern.com has all the latest trends. Now, I love Touch of Modern. I surf on Touch of Modern almost every day. Oscar Santana loves Touch of Modern, too. I think Oscar's probably purchased the most stuff from Touch of Modern on our show. I
furniture,
truly enjoy
Mike,
it.
Furniture for the home.
You did get some
really
modern furniture
homeware.
There.
Some solid, top-of-the-line, because I need space, right? And I don't have that much.
They have a lot of that space-saving stuff on Touch of Modern.
Some nesting tables.
Yep.
For my home. And if you don't know what that is, I can put
I know
all
exactly the ones
three
you're talking
tables.
About. I know that.
Yeah,
that's right.
I was on there yesterday, and my sister, God bless her, for graduation, she said, I'm going to get you these tables for your house.
That's cool.
And super nice. And on sale.
The nesting tables, the ones that like you have like four of them that fold
Calvin
over each
Klein
other.
Calvin Klein nesting table. There CK Home. I said, you don't have to do this. She said, yes, I want to do something nice for you. I said, okay, buy me furniture.
Cool.
Touch of Modern. They scour the globe to find unique design-focused products. Tons of new sales launching literally every day. Touch of Modern, the one website to discover and elevate anyone's lifestyle with one single click. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to all these great deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it will be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane.
News.
That's so cool you and Sharon won that money. Mm-hmm. I swear to God.
We'll be back. They'll get it back and more.
Back. Yeah.
But you know what? It's nice to have a casino that close, but not too close.
That's so much fun to leave when you're up. It's great.
Yeah.
According to babycenter.com, there's been a huge jump this month in people naming their babies after Pokemon characters.
Oh, no.
That's
and, Mike, all of them deal roulette at Charlestown Races and Slots. Did you drop a chip?
Fortunately, it doesn't seem like they're going for the crazier ones like Pikachu and Jigglypuff.
Oh.
They're picking characters that actually kind of sound like reasonable human names. The girls' names that are skyrocketing are Roselia, Onyx, and Eevee.
Eevee is okay.
Eevee is Wally.
Okay, yeah. Boy names?
For the boys, it's Star Ivy. Well, so Ivy's not a boy's name.
Yes, it is.
and Shay.
This is my son.
Shay.
Like, this is my son, Zubat Spiewak.
I knew a Shay in high school.
Oh, did you really?
Hot.
Wow.
Shay.
Had a lot of abs.
George Carlin's rolling in his grave. Baby Center thinks those come from the Pokemon characters Starmie, Ivysaur, and Shaymin. That's they're shortening them. At least they're doing that. A spokeswoman from Baby Center says they're not surprised at the trend, since they just ran a survey and found half of moms say they play Pokemon Go.
And so also, if you really want a good deal on a baby, go to Baby Center, mm-hmm. because they really they price to move.
And
they're fantastic. Absolutely.
If you're a Pokemon fan, get in touch with Macintosh.
Mac Macintosh, who was swapping anime with Pony yesterday.
Very close.
Loser.
The ALS Association, ready for some good news?
Please.
The ALS Association just announced that a gene called NEK1 might be what causes the disease. And the Ice Bucket Challenge is directly responsible, because it raised over $220 million for ALS research. That fact alone is truly stunning to me.
Yeah.
And it also indicates to me why we go to charity functions and raise money for charities. This is one of the reasons here. That's what paid for the study to find this gene. Now, researchers at the University of Mass worked with researchers in 10 other countries, and they sequenced the genomes of more than 15,000 people with ALS. And they were basically able to figure out that people with ALS are more likely to have problems with that specific gene, which cause it to stop working like it should. There was a story last year where researchers at Johns Hopkins said a protein called TDP43 might be involved as well, and this is actually the third gene researchers have discovered because of money from the Ice Bucket Challenge. I love this story.
That's
this
is great.
Awesome.
That's so cool. What makes the study unique is the lead researcher actually has the disease. Just to be clear, they're still not talking about a cure at this point, but they think it's another major step that might eventually lead to a cure.
And I just thought I'd share that.
That's awesome. Cool. That's probably their first major step in about 10 years. And these are the ones that when you add them up, that's when you beat the disease. Think about the
70 plus million that went to research. This one research institute got $1 million of that grant money, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
You really need so much to get to at least one stepping stone towards a cure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. Right? I love medical
research. But God, we're closer.
We don't pay attention to that in this country, and we should. The geniuses and the hard-working people.
Entire lives are spent to find something that's half
dedicated,
as exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and prayers for all those people doing that great work. Now back to serious business. Taco Bell has had a ton of success incorporating Doritos and Fritos into their menu, so I guess this was inevitable. Here it comes again. Seems to be a trend in fast food. Taco Bell just announced they are going to be testing a new Cheetos burrito.
Cheeto burrito.
Doesn't that sound delightful? Let me see. It's a burrito stuffed with meat, rice, cheese sauce, and Cheetos. Okay, here's where I think they might be successful.
Mouthfeel.
You're putting the real Cheetos in there, not like that deep fried crap that we all hated before. Didn't somebody
I tried that mac and cheese.
The Cheetos mac and cheese at the Burger King or something like that?
I think you got a bad batch because I'm a fan. I've had it multiple times.
Mike, he's got a very mature palate.
Mm-hmm, sophisticated.
Well, Oscar and I, we see eye to eye on most things.
The cheese sauce, that plastic cheese sauce, is probably the same stuff in the quesarito. It's going to make your Cheetos gooey.
Oscar and I are simpatico on that. We'll go to the next Transformers movie and have a big bag of them. Should be a lot of fun. There's no word on where they're going to be testing them yet, but we do know the price. Just $1. It's only $1, everybody.
We're
going
to put it on the dollar menu. Everyone's going to love it for $1.
That's exciting. Hillary Clinton promises to bring people together, and last night she did it in a big way by reuniting Cagney and Lacey.
Nice.
Yes, hot liquid sex Cagney. On that day.
Cagney and Lacey. Yes. Tyne Daly and Sharon Gless were among a group of Broadway stars who did a relatively awkward rendition of What the World Needs Now is Love. I watched that before the Ambien kicked in. Obviously, everyone could sing except for Rosie Perez.
Oh, come on. Give me the microphone, okay? I want to see What the World Needs Now is Love with Love.
She should have never been given a solo. What made it awkward was that they were mostly using one microphone. Did anybody watch this?
I did not. Funny. They had to pass the microphone?
They passed the microphone, and they're Broadway stars, so a lot of them were like grabbing the microphone when they wanted to do it.
Let me sing.
No, let me.
Yeah, so people were singing their part and then passing it down the line. Awkward, but, pretty good for the... they're getting high marks on the convention this week.
Tyne Daly? More like twice daily. Am I right, ladies?
Thank you, people. Am I right, ladies? J.D. Power just released the results of an annual study where people rated car brands by their appeal. It's pretty obvious stuff, but I thought I'd put it in anyway. In other words, how cool they are. And the smart car came in dead last. The winner for the coolest car is the Porsche, or Porsche, for the 12th year in a row. It's also the most expensive brand in the study, since they didn't include things like Lamborghinis or Bentleys. The 10 coolest brands are as follows: Porsche, BMW, Jaguar,
Jaguar,
Mercedes, Land Rover, Lexus, Lincoln, Audi, Volvo, and Cadillac.
Really? Yes. No Chrysler's on that list.
No Chrysler's there.
Not a one.
The 10 most uncool brands are...
Yes?
Let's get the sad music there. We've got Smart.
Smart car.
Fiat. fix it again tomorrow. I'm not playing that anymore. It's a pretty weird.
That's really loud.
Chrysler, Rob.
Oh, Bentley.
Scion.
Yes.
Boxy. Mazda. Nissan. Dodge and Pony. You can say the last one. Take a bow.
Please tell me it's not Subaru.
It's Subaru.
That is bull.
So
I don't believe
do
you.
Other. He's got it. Hey, I'm just you know sharing the story.
Yeah,
with you.
But wouldn't you rather be fiscally responsible than have a cool like a cool car that drives around and just you have to pay a big payment every month?
Hey, and you know what? You're cooler than a Mazda, yeah. And I always thought you drove it ironically.
Here's the thing. I base my car choices now on creature comforts and not style.
Well, actually, probably be discussing cars in the bonus show today.
Oh, that's exciting. So, I look forward to that.
Bonus.
And now a little something. There's a 35-year-old guy named Stephen Worthington from Kentucky, and he's been visiting Daytona Beach, Florida this week.
That's there we nice. Yeah. Your fair state, Mike.
He's with his girlfriend and his 12-year-old daughter. They were out shopping on Monday afternoon when a 33-year-old guy named John DeBow made a comment about Stephen's daughter's body. Now, that's okay. Going to get me. You know, I'm on the peace train, but I will tell you that would light my candle.
Sure.
When Stephen confronted him, John pulled a knife and stabbed Stephen in the arm.
Not okay.
Now, he's on the street. He's bleeding. This is the father of the 12-year-old who was defending, obviously, the honor of his child. Then he proposed to his girlfriend while he was bleeding. On
oh,
the
that's man. Awesome.
Wow. That's great. Daytona.
Like my body.
He says he was already planning to ask her on the trip, but the moment just seemed right. Okay, Stephen. Here's the quote.
I thought it'd be the perfect time to ask her to marry me because we was always we always has this story if we's done that thing.
Story.
Well, the good news is she said yes. And the bad guy, John, actually got the worst of the fight because after he stabbed Stephen, he accidentally cut himself too. And he had to go to the hospital for emergency surgery. He's been charged with aggravated battery. And the good news in this story is that she did say yes. And it gives us another Florida slogan.
Oh, a new slogan for your fair state.
I don't think I'm ever going to run out of these. This is great. I live here in this story. So here it is today. Florida, never bring an engagement ring to a knife fight. Thank you. That's it. Thank
God
you.
God cut himself.
Thank you very
what a
much.
Dummy.
Cut himself.
Dummy.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. The Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So. You love listening to The Mike O'Mara Show? Well, we want to let you in on a little something-something. We have a new bonus show every week. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/bonus for your extra hour of full throttle, uncut, ball-busting fun for your week.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
All right, I just got off the phone, and I am continuing on with the show, even though I should be taking that call. I just let both of you know I am giving up a free cruise to the Bahamas.
Hey!
Based on doing this show.
If you go to the Bahamas, send a postcard.
With Dr. Salsa?
No, Dr. Cold Call. Dr. Robo Call. Welcome back to the show brought to you by Avant. I'll have it to you by tomorrow. If you're borrowing money, those are the exact words you want to hear. So, borrow through Avant. Mm. Because the money you borrow today could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant makes borrowing simple, convenient, and quick. You simply go to avantoffer.com and check your rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes. Literally minutes. It is so fast. It's so fast. You won't believe how fast it is. And the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans at competitive interest rates. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through Avant, and you don't have to deal with the pesky banks, and you can get that project done. You can get that car loan. You can do what you need to do because you need the money. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's A-V-A-N-T, offer.com, promo code TMOS, avantoffer.com and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, July. Is it July 28th already?
It is the 28th of July. And who would think in 2016 we'd still be hearing from Snooki from the Jersey Shore?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, Snooki Polizzi.
And what she has done, Mike, she's done something that is very smart. She's put her name and she's sung a hit record. And it's
Nicole
called
Snooki Polizzi.
It's called Young Mommy. Let's see how long this lasts.
I used to be so wild. I wasn't.
Thank you.
Slut.
Frankly, it went a little longer than I thought. And Mike, be specific. She's an orange slut.
Mm-hmm. Orange slut.
Yeah, Mike, can we turn the
shooter in the bar of the Jersey Shore.
The send from your sound effects machine, whichever you just pressed down a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
I just lost some hearing.
Netflix has struck a deal with Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks!
And they're showing all of Albert Brooks's movies
now. His full catalog?
So if you have Netflix.
Yes!
Nice!
Boom, bam, baby. Boom, bam,
that one gets
bam.
A little wiggy, sorry.
And Snooki is totally destroyed now that we've blown her up twice.
Double
hey,
pump.
Come on. You guys want some sex on the beach or do you want an old slut?
Sadly, the old slut is more appropriate now.
Thank you.
Albert Brooks, these are the ones that he's written and directed, not like the stuff that he's done voice work in or guest stuff.
Now, I'm a fan, but I will tell you they're not all, I wouldn't give them all 10s.
No,
okay?
but he is promoting them, and I really did enjoy this video.
This is Netflix, Rob?
Netflix has all of the Albert Brooks movies. And I did enjoy, it opens with him at a desk, and he's talking a one shot to the camera.
Hello. I'm Albert Brooks. I'm so happy that Netflix has chosen to run the movies I've written and directed over the years. I'm thrilled that younger viewers, who might only know me as Marlin, the adorable clownfish from Finding Nemo and Finding Dory, can now see that I have, in fact, had a very interesting life out of the water. For the longest time, Netflix did not choose to run my movies. People say, what changed? I am not advocating kidnapping in any situation. It is a federal crime, and if caught, you will go to prison. But in this case, picking the right child from the right executive had a very good result.
So, and I will say this, you know, we talked about Gary Marshall today. If you have never seen Lost in America, and everyone in the world has Netflix, watch Lost in America tonight.
I will give you a little heads up. Lost in America, like a lot of movies I love, is a movie you can enjoy half of.
Yes.
You can
enjoy. It's uneven.
You can watch Lost
Great
in America
point.
Right up until the time that they
go.
They lose their S. Okay,
right, you'll know the stopping point.
You'll know the stopping point. But yeah, the comeback is not nearly as fun as the fall from grace. And I just, so is it there now? Because
they're available
be,
now, yes. Oh, I think like five or six of them, so it's good stuff.
That's awesome.
Mike, this next tape is not funny. And I am not advocating running from the law and drinking and driving and resisting arrest. But if you do, you might be removed from your car and forced to lay on the pavement for the safety of the officer and others. It has been 110 degrees in Phoenix this week. This is the sound of the guy that is being arrested laying down on the pavement in Phoenix, Arizona.
Lay down!
Please go to the rocks. Just the rocks.
No.
Please.
We're not going anywhere.
Please. Please. Please.
Give me your
hand. Please. Just move over into the f***ing dirt.
So don't drink and drive. Mm. And then you don't get in that situation.
I'm sorry, Mike. I lived there, right?
Right.
So I know exactly
you know
the type
how hot
of
that
heat.
Pavement can get.
Yeah, and to the point that, as a joke, every rube that moves there throws an egg on the asphalt to see if it actually cooks. It does.
Right. You know, I'm torn because you've got the obvious effective substance on this person because they're doing the dramatic.
Yeah, of course.
But at the same time, it probably does hurt.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, man. I mean, it's the climate we live in right now.
Snooze, you lose. news, man.
Yeah.
But the fact is, I'm wondering about, you know, hey, dude, you know, I know, is he a drunk? Is he just a drunk and he's harmless? And is there a potential that he's really getting hurt? You don't get that answered by that clip.
No.
I have no idea, but it's kind of weird to hear. It makes me feel uneasy.
We very seldom close on a news story, but let's close on a news story today. I love hibachi-style restaurants.
No.
Like, yeah, like, you know, where you sit around the table and they cook the Chinese food for you. And they do the show. Japanese, the same thing. And they all have their shtick, right?
Right.
And there's one of these restaurants. It's called Wasabi. It's in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Wasabi.
And the shtick is there's a little plastic figure that's filled with water that they use to, you know, cool down the hibachi and to squirt
it's
the
like
water.
It's got a little nipple on it, right?
And you pull down his pants. And the water squirts out of where you would think the water would squirt out of, right?
Oh, it's a pee-pee water dispenser.
And it's funny because they're doing shtick for you, so you enjoy your Benihana-style dinner. However, the Lasseters, who were in from Texas, did not think this was appropriate.
Oh, God.
And are suing Wasabi for
Texas.
Sexual assault.
Oh no.
Let us hear what the Lasseters have to say.
He peed on me. Basically.
They shot water out of its penis. How's that?
Out of its wee-wee area. Does that make sense?
In front of our minor children and grandchildren.
It really didn't have a wiener, but you got the point.
It was a sexual style assault on my wife.
I mean, just because it didn't have a wiener.
Just because somebody may cut off that little piece of plastic to say, okay, it's not there anymore, doesn't change the fact that you're getting peed on.
Mike, we actually have audio of the water hitting Mrs. Lasseter. Can we run that? So for God's sake, be careful when you get your Japanese food. That's your magic audio vault.
Those people are the worst.
Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, the Lasseters. That's it. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Our show today was brought to you by Sleep Number. Summer is in full gear. You want to make sure that you enjoy it to the fullest. To do that, you need quality sleep. And the best way to get the quality sleep is to do what I did. Get yourself a Sleep Number bed. To be your best during the day, you simply can't afford a mediocre night's sleep. But you can afford a Sleep Number bed. Just go to a Sleep Number store, because at the Sleep Number store, you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts on each side to your ideal firmness and support. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal setting and change it whenever I want. According to Sleep IQ research, people who adjust their Sleep Number setting with Sleep IQ technology at Sleep Number are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carlos is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was a 95, and I feel great. A queen Sleep Number mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at only $1,099.98. It's a great value. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to offer the salesperson some gum and tell him Mike O'Mara sent you. That's it. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode has been brought to you by White Noise, the latest update for free. White Noise, the extremely popular app that helps millions sleep better, now allows you to share your audio experiences with the entire White Noise community. Download White Noise for free by TM Soft from iTunes or Google Play. And don't forget to give them an updated 5-star review to show your support for TMOS, TM Soft, and our boy Tomo.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.